Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. We're just going to jump right into it. Amy Snyder is with us today. She's the health program manager for Lincoln County Health and Human Services. It's vaccines. That's what we are focusing on right now. Of course, the rest of the work our organization is doing continues, but clearly this is the hot topic. Amy, thanks for coming in to create some clarity on this today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
On the way here to Yaquina Bay Studios, was listening to YouTube on my cell phone in my car to your presentation to the Chamber of Commerce talking about vaccinating essential workers. And I think we'll get to that eventually in our conversation. We kind of prioritized the discussion today, and you really emphasized that we want people to realize there are ways to sign up and a pathway to sign up. Do you want to start talking about that?
Yes, definitely. So first and foremost, there's a group of individuals we want to make sure that we're able to reach right now based on who's eligible right now. And so we want to make sure we're able to reach those who are 65 years and older. And we're really asking our community members to help us get our 65 and older onto our wait list. So right now, individuals can only schedule for a vaccine appointment if they're on our wait list. When they are eligible and we have vaccine available and appointments available to give, we send an email out to the email address that's registered with us, and then they can schedule their appointment for one of our vaccine clinics. And so the email is the easiest way for us to schedule people for appointments. And we know we have a lot of people 65 and older who have barriers to accessing the internet or computers. They also may have language barriers, or they may also have transportation barriers. So we're really calling on our community to help us get those individuals on our wait list and get them to their appointments, get them scheduled for their appointments first, and then get them to their appointments. And then the sooner we can move through and make sure our older adult population is protected, then we can start moving on to our essential workers and to our other populations who are at high risk, our 16 to 64 with high risk chronic conditions, and then the general population. So we won't be moving forward until we know that we have really adequately reached our 65 and older, and the community support can really help us reach that group.
You know, Amy, I appreciate the work that you're doing to think about how we get this messaging out to people, because so many calls coming into the call center, I'm receiving so many inquiries through the county's website, and myself, you know, talking to individuals, talking to the 80-year-old woman of, here, let's just walk through the website. And for those that do have the ability to get onto the website through their smartphones, they have the ability to go online to the internet. The pathways are there, and everybody's got different skills on just kind of seeing information. So the information is there. And I will say, too, on our YouTube channel, we also have a video that walks you through what a clinic looks like. And you can see this process of getting to the wait list and entering your information. But I would also like to say, too, you know, bear with us, because let's talk about this for a moment at scale, what we're trying to do. I mean, this really is a big, big effort.
Yes, it is a lot of work that we're putting into it. And we have great partners. And that's why we've been able to pull these different clinics together. You know, public health isn't a healthcare agency. Mm. We don't have a scheduling system normally. We do now. And we don't provide direct healthcare services other than our communicable disease nurses providing things like treatment for STI, sexually transmitted infections. So we've pulled together these mass vaccination clinics because we have partners, Samaritan Health System, North Lincoln Fire District, Pacific West Ambulance, and Oregon Coast Community College Nursing Program. They've come together, they've provided vaccinators, we're providing the scheduling. So we're all pulling together little pieces of the puzzle of a really big initiative that has really taken all of our public health resources.
Yeah. And I know this week it's got to be frustrating for folks who were anticipating coming to the clinics. I know for us, it's so frustrating to reschedule, because inevitably, you know, there can be breakdowns in communication as you're trying to tell people, okay, the vaccines didn't make it and they got hung up in Kentucky.
Memphis.
Jeez.
Yeah, our vaccines were sitting in Memphis yesterday still. So that's why we had to cancel all of our clinics that we had today and tomorrow. And we had to shuffle people around earlier in the week. We were anticipating just needing to cancel our Tuesday clinic. So we had moved people to Friday. And then when we found out our vaccines were still in Memphis, we had to cancel that clinic and move those individuals again. So every time we have to reschedule, it is you know, three times more effort to try to get back a hold of somebody, make sure they're getting the email. If the email bounces back, we're calling them to make sure that they know not to come to the clinic today, because we don't want anybody to have to put in the effort to get to a clinic that's not there.
It's heartbreaking almost for us for this to happen. I tell you, my experience at the clinic has been, it's just like such a good vibe. People are so happy to be getting the vaccine, and it's running well. The whole process of getting the shot in the arm is just really a neat vibe.
Yeah, when we have the clinics, it is definitely running very smoothly. The overwhelming response has been it's very well organized. It's very smooth. Someone comes in, they're there for 30 minutes, maybe 45 at the most if they have had a history of severe allergies. But most people, the vast majority, are in and out in 30 minutes. They come in as a group with the group that they're vaccinating with. They, you know, get checked in. They sit with all of the others in an area that's spread out. Everybody has their 6 feet of space. There's one talk about the vaccine and about informed consent and about what to expect with the vaccine. And then all the vaccinators go down the line, vaccinate, and then the individual walks to the back and hangs out with us for 15 minutes just to make sure they don't have any adverse reactions, which we haven't had at our MassVax clinics. And then they're good to go, and they come back to us in 4 weeks for their next dose.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And we're going to get there. We're talking to Amy Snyder. We're talking about vaccines and how we prioritize how vaccines are eventually shots in arms. So we'll be back in just a moment after our first break. Stay with us. Back on Lincoln County Connections, talking to Amy Snyder. She is the Health Promotions Program Manager for Lincoln County Health and Human Services. Before we left the show, we were talking about how you sign up for vaccines through the county's website and other means. Well, that is the primary means, but and asking a friend to help you out. We have other organizations who are vaccinating. So I think you wanted to clarify, Amy, that it's not all being done through Health and Human Services.
Yes, a lot is being done through Lincoln County Public Health and Lincoln County Health and Human Services. But there are other vaccine providers in Lincoln County. So one of which is the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians. As a sovereign nation, they are also getting their own supply of vaccine. And their Siletz Community Health Clinic is vaccinating their elders first, and then members of the tribe and members of their clinic who are already existing members. So they have a separate process for vaccinating folks. And so if somebody is already a member of the Siletz Community Health Clinic, they should reach out to that clinic and see what their process is for the vaccines. Then we also have some private retail pharmacies that will start vaccinating soon. Safeway is already vaccinating. They have a separate process, so you would need to go to the Safeway website or call them to get connected to their vaccine wait list or their scheduling. And then Bi-Mart, Fred Meyer's, Rite Aid, Costco also in the region are also going to be able to provide vaccines soon if they're not already. And I just want to highlight that that would be a separate process. Our wait list, if you're signed up on our wait list, that is just for Lincoln County's mass vaccination clinics currently in the Lincoln County Commons in Newport and the St. Clair Taft Fire District Station up in Lincoln City. The other ones that are at the Siletz Clinic, at Safeway, Bi-Mart, Fred Meyer's, Rite Aid, those are all through separate processes. And individuals should know that although the vaccine will always be free because the federal government has already paid for it, administrators may charge a fee for giving the vaccine, like an office visit, something like that. And they'll charge your insurance company. So insurance companies have to cover it in Oregon. We have a policy that says that is true. So you would need to ask questions, make sure if you need to bring a insurance card that you have that. If you come through Lincoln County Public Health, you will not need an insurance card. You don't need to worry about that. It's just free. You come in, sign up, get your shot, and go home.
We might want to emphasize too, you know, please don't show up unannounced at the vaccine clinics for Lincoln County. And it seems to me when we were reviewing Safeway and Fred Meyer the other day, that these are online processes too. There seems to be no walk-in component.
There's absolutely no walk-in vaccines anywhere in Lincoln County. That just wouldn't be manageable for as long as we have the Oregon vaccine sequence to follow, which is prioritizing individuals based on their amount of exposure, the severe risk of illness that they may have, and their critical role in maintaining the healthcare infrastructure or our food, water, shelter infrastructure. As long as we need to prioritize that and we're still in these phase 1A, phase 1B, phase 1C areas, we're not going to have walk-ins. It's just not going to be feasible to be able to make sure that we're reaching those who are in this sequence and to be able to still manage walk-ins. Though, it is still good to get on the wait list and make sure you put in the city that you live in the wait list and have a phone number and an email address that we can reach you at, because when we have no-shows, people who have an appointment but do not come, or if we happen to be able to draw out extra doses, which some of our really great vaccine preparers are able to do, we have to get those vaccines in arms. And so we will go through our wait list and we'll call you and ask you if you can get here in an hour. We'll get you an appointment today. And so you might be able to get a same day appointment if you are on the wait list, but never just show up. That'll never work. But you can just be ready for that standby call and just be ready to get up to one of our clinics.
Yeah, really good point. Just get on that wait list. This is Amy Snyder. We will be back on Connections. We'll talk about sequencing, and stay with us. We are talking to Amy Snyder this morning. She is the Health Promotions Program Manager for Lincoln County Health and Human Services. So, Amy, we've kind of had a trajectory here. We talked about getting signed up. We've talked about vaccinations and other opportunities other than just Lincoln County, but primarily Lincoln County. And let's talk about the sequence. We really have laid out kind of a roadmap for who gets vaccines. How do we begin this discussion?
I think it's good to just note that Lincoln County wants to make sure that we want to make sure we get the vaccine out to everyone who wants it, and we will. It's just a matter of time. We are required to follow Oregon's vaccine sequence, which is based also on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recommendations. And that sequence is defined by three main factors. The first one is the amount of exposure someone has to the coronavirus. The second is their risk for severe illness and death. And then the third is their critical role in the daily infrastructure that we need for a society's survival. So that's healthcare, food, water, shelter. So those three factors go in together, and that creates the vaccine sequence. And so that's why we've seen phase 1A, the first groups of people were healthcare workers who have the greatest amount of exposures, and they're also required to keep us alive during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
Then we had people who live in long-term care facilities because they are in an environment where there's congregate living, where if they get exposed, they're going to both have a high risk of exposure, because if someone there has COVID-19, it will be spread throughout the whole center. And then they also have the high risk of severe death or severe illness and then death. Yeah. And then we'll see us moving into the 65 and older group that we're in now. Currently, it's 70 and up are now eligible. And then the next group will be 65 and older, and that's because of the risk of severe illness and death. The next groups that will become available will be likely essential workers and 16 to 64 with high-risk chronic conditions. We know this because the state's Vaccine Advisory Committee, which your wife is on, one of my favorite people, we know that they made a recommendation to the state to include those groups, and we're just now waiting on the state to give us the specific criteria. So with our phase 1A, the state gave a 50-some page document that really spelled out all of the different sectors that were included in phase 1A. So these are all these different type of healthcare workers, first responders, public health professionals, everyone who's needed to keep us alive during pandemic. That was all spelled out there. So we're waiting on that to come out for the essential workers. A lot of our workers are very essential to keeping our local economy going, but the state is really going to prioritize those who are going to keep the society alive every single day. So that'll be food, water, shelter. We really expect it to be food and agriculture first, but we'll just have to wait and see what the state comes out with. And then 16 to 64 with high-risk chronic conditions, that'll likely be conditions like cancer, immune-compromised states, heart disease or heart failure, kidney disease, diabetes, I'm trying to think of another one. Respiratory conditions like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So we'll still have to wait for the state to give us that specific list, but we know to start preparing. And then we also have individuals who think they may qualify in these categories can also sign up for our wait list now, so that they make sure they get the next set of instructions for when we start to figure out who will really be included in that group, and we can start screening and filtering those who have come in through our wait list.
I feel like you've made a few recommendations for employers, for example, to appoint a lead in their organization with just a little bit of time left. Is that still something you'd like to see people doing?
Yes, yes. One of the most efficient and effective ways for us to reach essential workers will be through their employers. So what we've asked our employers to do, if they believe they're employing essential workers, is to fill out Lincoln County's essential workers assessment. Because you see your sector or occupation on that list does not mean you'll be included in the state sequence, but it helps us to be able to get a full registry of all of our possible employers of essential workers. And then when the state does define that list, we can use that as a registry to contact those points of contacts, whoever the employer designates as their main liaison with Lincoln County Public Health. We'll be able to contact them, vaccinate their essential workers very efficiently, and then we'll be able to move on. When we get to the general public and we're able to vaccinate other workers who are essential to us, we can then use that same list and we can reach people through their employers. As long as the employers support vaccination, we'll be able to pass out that scheduling link through the employer. Employers can work with their staff to make sure that the scheduling works out okay with them. They can also advocate for their staff saying, yes, we really need a vaccine clinic to happen on the Bay Area because we're fisheries. And so we can work to make sure we can arrange that if we have enough people and we have somebody that'll help us coordinate it. So even if you may not be an essential worker employer, you can still complete that registry to make sure that you are going to be in contact with likely me to arrange vaccination for your employees. We just don't know when it will be yet. Some groups will be prioritized based on Oregon's vaccine sequence that we have to follow. And then we will be reaching others when we have the ability to do that when we get to the general public. I will note, we also have the wait list. So if employees are going to be able to access the vaccine through their employers, they don't need to be on the wait list unless they have some other criteria, if they're 16 to 64 with a high-risk condition, or if they have some specific language barriers or some kind of barrier. Maybe they're an independent contractor and they don't know if they're going to be included through their employer. They could sign up on the wait list. So you don't need to be on both lists unless you feel like you might not be reached through your employer.
Well, Amy Sider, thank you so much. I know there is so much more we could continue to talk about. Go to Lincoln County's website. You'll see links for COVID-19 vaccine. We've got great resources online. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today. This was great to get that core information out because we are going to vaccinate everyone.
Yes, we will. We will make sure everyone who wants a vaccine gets a vaccine.
Thanks for listening today. Hang in there, everyone. The vaccine is coming. Have a great day.